Welcome back to Project Independence and You, Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We are talking with Christina Liu and Barbara Melman. It's the Talk of the Town segment. And when we went, before we went to break, we were just kind of clearing up talk that we do speak a lot about, and that's 311. And, you know, if you're calling, if you want to get in touch with the call center at the town, which is known as 311, and you have a cell phone or you're not within the town's perimeter, you can always call 869-6311, and that's, and that will always get you to 311.
Perfect. So. Perfect. Yeah, you know, it's really, you know, we always want to stress here is that, you know, if you have any questions about anything, there is no reason you can't call. No one is going to hang up on you. You'll always talk to a live person at 311, and it's really great because literally all departments, whatever information they have, that's the central hub that has the information. So you could always just call, and even if we can't help you, we will aim to put you in the right direction of who can.
Right.
So definitely, it's really a blessing that this town has that kind of call center. But also, another one of our fabulous PI volunteers who does a lot of programs for us is Sari Fleisch, who is an employment specialist. She sits on one of our advisory committees. She's on a bunch of different committees, too. But she has done a lot of these workshops on employment for those over 50 years old. So she sent me an email and asked if I would promote her upcoming things, which aren't all in the town, but well, they're still in all along.
Relevant, for sure.
Right. So she's going to be having one on Wednesday, April 19th at 2 p.m. That's going to be at Hillside Library, which is in North Hempstead, in New Hyde Park. And it's really great. She'll sit there and she'll tell you how to kind of present yourself and how to, your resume should look, because it's a different, you know, when you want to be able to kind of gear it towards.
And this is for
job seekers over 50. And she could sit with you one-on-one, which I think is actually wonderful. So you could bring your questions, hear other people's questions. So that is Wednesday, April 19th at 2 p.m. at the Hillside Public Library. And she will also be at the...
And how do people find out about that?
You can just call 311 because I have all this information, so they'll just send
you
our way.
Okay.
Yeah. The Massapequa Public Library she will also be at. And this is another re-entering the workforce. I like that. Yes, that's where we have to train ourselves to say refocus, not retire. But it's really great. She'll actually sit with you and teach you interviewing skills as well at this one, and just how to actually search for a job, you know, that might work for you. So that's another kudos to Sari, who's doing wonderful programs at a bunch of local libraries.
Yeah.
So check those out because it's certainly a great, great opportunity.
I also like the word redirect.
Oh, I like that too.
You know, because you may not be doing the same sort of things that you used to do. Just a quick rundown. I started out as a fifth grade teacher, got laid off.
And now she's a radio star. I mean,
exactly. You know, got laid off during New York City's bankruptcy in 1974, ended up in advertising, started in the finance department as an administrative assistant, wound up being a copywriter, then a magazine editor. Then I became a promotion manager, left that, became a high school librarian. And, you know, now I'm doing technology and I worked for Apple. And I do some freelance copy editing for an advertising agency. So it really is redirecting. You just have to know what you are capable of doing.
Right. Absolutely. It's a great, little plug, you know, and just being interested and learning something new and realizing that there's no time, you know, on whatever you might want to do. I mean, I think it's great that that you were able to. And that's why you were one of our fabulous co-hosts. Because
thank you so much.
You still have a learning.
One of my favorites, for sure. We know why.
That's because I told her she looked 20 years younger than she actually is.
Oh, is that why you're my favorite? Okay.
Compliments get you everywhere with the radio show.
Very easy.
But on another note, I think it was last week we had on Ron Fatula, right?
Yes, that was Ron Fatula, yes.
And he brought up a wonderful program that's going to be on through the Alzheimer's Association. It's a free legal and financial planning conference on Saturday, March 25th from 8:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. And it's going to be at the Plainview Holiday Inn. And it's really great because they'll go into, I know a lot of people have concerns regarding Medicaid and Medicare, and he did a phenomenal job last week, really trying to clear up and let you know what you can qualify for and certain things. But this whole conference is dedicated to that, to advanced directives, how to access services in your home, nursing home care. I mean, it's really a whole...
It's really important stuff. Yeah. And
what I actually love about this, you know, because he sent over the material, is that there's a free on-site respite care provided by Access Home Care, which is great because if there's, you know, someone that, you know, you need to bring a caregiver, I think that's actually a
somebody
wonderful
has
thing.
To take care of the caregiver.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So that the space is limited, though, so you're required to register. You can call 311, but the direct number to register is 800-272-3900. So I think this is definitely something, you know, we're always encouraging any kind of program, attending any program where you are planning for your long term.
Right.
You know,
Christina, we have so many fabulous residents in the town of North Hempstead, Barbara, so many. People who are refocusing, redirecting, anything but retired, that maybe would be great guests for this show.
Absolutely.
Or co-hosts. How does somebody find out about the show?
Yeah, well, that's, you know, we're always looking for new co-hosts, obviously. You don't need to have experience. You don't need to have had some wonderful career. You just need to want to really learn and be a good listener. And it's we haven't had a bad co-host yet. So if you just call 311 or 869-6311 and say you're interested, if you want to learn more about it, we have you come down to the radio show to kind of see how it works,
right?
Just so you get a feel for it. And then, you know, you would join our committee as well. But you can listen to previous episodes on our website. So if you just go to the North Hempstead website, you'll click on Project Independence and you'll see our little radio logo, and there's an archive of all different episodes and the topic. So if you missed an episode, it's really great that you can kind of look back and say, oh, you know, what did that speaker, you know, say? So we really just encourage people. It's a great, you know, we are a good family, a little family here, and we have a wonderful time. And it's just a place that we get to showcase amazing residents, you know, amazing organizations, and timely, important topics, too. So
and it's kind of fun, right, Barbara?
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. I've never done this, and I absolutely adore it. And I find myself dredging my brain for things that I think might be useful to our listeners. One of the things I was thinking about, you were talking about learning things new. Mm-hmm. You have to believe that you can learn new things. But the other thing is you have to do things that you are afraid of.
Right.
Now, I don't mean walking a tightrope, you know, where you could fall and break bones, but things like, for instance, I'm going to be taking a trip to Mexico. And we're going into the Central Highlands to look for the monarch butterflies. And we're going on horseback. I haven't been on a horse since my father took me to a dude ranch when I was 16 years old. That's what I mean.
Yeah, take yourself outside of your comfort zone.
I am nervous. I am anxious. I'm a little bit afraid. But I have faith in our tour leader. Yeah. And the horses, I'm told, are small, and there's a maximum weight of 250 pounds. So I'm not that
you just got to keep the weight off, Barbara. Yeah.
You got a day,
Barbara.
You
look fabulous, by the way.
So I'm going to do it, and
you'll have to come back now and tell us
now
how this trip will have
there,
to
we
hear.
We want to see lots of pictures,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, pictures would be important.
Absolutely. Me on a horse. I'll be bigger than the horse.
Oh, please. I don't think so.
But I think that's definitely, you know, an important thing. And what I love is one of our co-hosts said, you know, she's like, I love this show because it's, you know, you always walk away with a golden nugget. So we always like, and it's true because, you know, I'll be sitting here and just listening to the interviews that go on. And you really, there is always something that you can take away, you know, and I think that's what makes it exciting and beneficial, really, to the community. So
we are approaching a minute and a half left. Is there anything vital that, it's like 311?
Yeah, I mean, we have March Project Independence is certainly jam-packed.
Spring Fling, if you haven't signed up for
that.
That's
right, and you better, because that's filling up very quick.
You need to call and register for that. That's our party.
And there's just telling you, there's exercise classes, you know, that still have some openings. You can call 311. And there's just a lot of programs, social groups that are meeting this spring. So just call 311 and say you're interested. And we will put you in touch with a social worker and they'll tell you everything.
And let's not forget, as we sit here with a lovely engineer, Sam, and at the studio at LIU, WCWP.org, 88.1. Dan Cox, who's the director of broadcasting here, and Janine Solero. She's wonderful support. Christina, our producer. But it's just been great for 5 years now, Christina.
Yeah,
you've been
going,
doing this for five
it's
years.
Going, it's going
I
strong.
Know, but you're only 21. How does that work?
I like it. Oh, I love it.
But next week we have Danielle Galloway, who's a project independent social worker.
Yes.
Kathy Samuels, who's the director of CASA, and I guess we'll learn more about that next week. Old Time Radio will be Ozzy and Harriet.
Oh,
our
oh,
guest will be, our co-host will be Sabina Miller, which I think everybody knows yeah. Sabina. So we're really looking forward to it. Again, thank you to WCWP.org, and we look forward to the program next week.
Enjoy the weekend.
More important, enjoy the weekend.
Yeah.